From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. U.S. President Barack Obama has announced that by the end of this year, the American military will end its combat operations in Afghanistan. Once an agreement is reached with the new president of Afghanistan pending the runoff vote, the U.S. will transition to an advisory role. And by 2016, the U.S. will only keep enough forces in Kabul to protect the American embassy there. President Obama says now is the time for Afghans to secure their own country.
Starting next year, Afghans will be fully responsible for securing their country. American personnel will be in an advisory role. We will no longer patrol Afghan cities or towns, mountains or valleys. That is a task for the Afghan people.
Ukraine's Interior Ministry says Kiev's troops have regained control over the Donetsk airport in the east of Ukraine without government casualties. Armed pro-Russian militants have been controlling the airport since Monday. They say at least 30 activists died in the fighting. As Daria Bondarchuk reports from Moscow, a temporary ceasefire has been reached between the rebels and the government forces.
The mayor of Donetsk, Alexander Lukyanchenko, said that a temporary ceasefire agreement was reached with the government forces after the special operation of the Ukrainian army in Donetsk resumed on Tuesday. Representatives of the self-proclaimed People's Republic of Donetsk said over 100 people, including rebels and civilians, died in fightings in this eastern region since Monday. The Donetsk authorities report some 40 casualties and 43 more wounded. Ukraine's new president Petro Poroshenko said that the government would not negotiate with terrorists and that they should be dealt with within hours, not months. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Ukraine should stop the military operation immediately.
Voting in Egypt's presidential elections has been extended to a third day after the country's prime minister threatened to fine people who didn't cast their vote. Former army chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, who toppled Egypt's first freely elected leader, the Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi, is expected to win by a landslide. A convicted hacker has walked free from a Manhattan courtroom despite facing more than 20 years in jail. Hector Monsegur received a lenient sentence for helping the FBI stop more than 300 cyber attacks. Nick Harper has more from New York.
Court documents showed that Hector Monsegur had been involved in attacks on foreign government websites, but the hacker, turned informant, agreed to use his connections to lead the FBI to numerous cybercriminals, and in the process helped to stop attacks on the US Armed Forces, Congress, and NASA. Federal prosecutors praised what they called his extraordinary cooperation.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. American Special Operation Forces are attempting to build up small teams of elite counterterrorism fighters in four African countries. That's according to a report in the New York Times. The newspaper says the idea behind the secretive Pentagon program is to target Al-Qaeda and its affiliated groups, but it's struggling to get off the ground. Lorna Shattuck has more from Washington.
A senior Department of Defense official told the New York Times that the U.S. is spending nearly $70 million to help train a counterterrorism battalion in Niger and a similar unit in Mauritania, but added that the initiatives are still in the formative stages. The Pentagon's also set aside $16 million to train and equip two companies of Libyan troops. That previously involved some training at a military compound outside Tripoli, but that ended in August after militias stormed the base and stole hundreds of automatic weapons, night vision goggles and vehicles supplied by the Americans. The training effort in Mali is also struggling as the country attempts to recover from a military coup. Nonetheless, this is a signal that the Pentagon is still focused on using local forces to lead the effort against terror groups in Africa.
And U.S. scientists have found the online encyclopedia Wikipedia contains errors in 9 out of 10 of its entries on health. They're warning patients not to use the site, which anyone can contribute to, as a primary resource, and to always consult their doctor. Here's Rebecca Bowring from San Francisco.
The study in the Journal of the American Osteopathic Association looked at online articles for conditions including heart disease, depression, and lung cancer. Scientists found 90% of entries contradicted the latest medical research. They also say up to 70% of physicians and medical students use Wikipedia. Its open-source nature has raised concern about its reliability within the medical community. The San Francisco-based Wikimedia Foundation, which hosts Wikipedia, says efforts are being made to improve the accuracy of entries, particularly in health and medicine.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.